Lesson 14, the 14th lesson. Sports and games. England is a great place for sports and games of all sorts. Old and young alike do something to keep themselves fit. Children play hopscotch, blind man's buff, leapfrog. They fly kites, spin tops, and ride their scooters all over the pavement. Those of them who have the chance learn to ride a pony almost as soon as they can walk. The two great games in England for boys and men are cricket in summer and football in winter. As I suppose most people know, there are two kinds of football: association, played by teams of 11 men with a round ball, and rugby, played by 15s with an oval ball. Most people know these games respectively as soccer and rugger. Tennis and golf are also very popular in England, and so indeed are the various forms of athletics, such as running, jumping, swimming, and rowing. There are, I suppose, very few branches of sport in which this country has not at one time or another produced world champions. Boxing is a very popular sport. Horse racing, in one form or another, goes on all the year round. And those who can afford it go in for hunting and shooting and fishing at the proper season. Of course, we have also got mechanical sports, motor racing, aviation, and so on. Sometimes, when we get a really hard winter, our winter sports flourish for a little while, and we skate, ski, and toboggan. Indeed, sport, in some form or another, is an essential part of the Englishman's daily life, and an athletic training is an essential feature in our English system of education.
I'm told that English people are very fond of games. Is that so?
I suppose it is, but I don't think it's true only of English people nowadays. Games are played all over Europe, aren't they?
Yes, I believe they are. But English people are supposed to be exceptionally good at them. What would you say were the most popular games in England today?
Well, I suppose the chief game played in winter is football, and in summer, cricket.
What are the other games?
Oh, there's tennis, and hockey, and golf, and of course rackets, squash rackets, and fives, and so on.
What about hockey? When is that played? In summer or winter?
In winter. Tennis, of course, is played all the year round, on hard or grass courts in summer, and on hard or covered courts in winter.
I've been told that there are no winter sports in England.
Well, you see, the English winter is not very severe as a rule, and we don't often have the chance of skiing and skating. People who rarely go in for winter sports, in the special and narrower sense, go abroad for them. But of course, winter is the great time for hunting, when the ground's not too hard.
Is there any golf to be had near London?
Oh, yes, any amount. There are dozens of good golf links within an hour or so of London. You ought to join a golf club.